President Bush and Georgia Republican Charlie Norwood have reached a compromise on a patient's Bill of Rights. Norwood was working closely with Democrats on a bill the president opposed. Yesterday, they cut a deal that could mean the House will pass patients' rights legislation. We have two reports. First, NPR's Don Gagne from the White House.
The announcement of a deal on a patient's Bill of Rights was a late afternoon surprise. At 5:40 p.m., with just minutes advance notice, President Bush entered the White House briefing room. A few steps behind him was Representative Norwood. The president looked tired, but said he had good news to report.
When I first came to Washington, I gave a speech that talked about the principles necessary for a patient's Bill of Rights. But in that speech, I wanted a bill. A bill that was good for patients, a bill that allowed for people to be able to air their grievances, a bill that did not encourage frivolous lawsuits.
A deal at this stage is certainly a relief to the administration. The president was working hard to win a compromise with Charlie Norwood because the existing Norwood bill, co-sponsored by Michigan Democrat John Dingell and Iowa Republican Greg Gansky, had a good chance of passage. The president opposed provisions in that bill because it allowed patients who sue to win up to $5 million for pain and suffering and unlimited punitive damages. The president wanted to cap jury awards at $500,000. Had Norwood's bill made it through Congress, a presidential veto would have been likely. That threat gave Norwood the incentive to bargain. Here he is at the White House yesterday.
The bottom line and the goal is we want to change the law. And the last time I looked, that's pretty difficult to do without the presidential signature. So it was a situation where we had to keep talking through this thing, where we could get the president satisfied and willing to sign it, but at the same time abide by the principles that we started out to do.
What the president agreed to, an administration official says, is a $1.5 million cap on pain and suffering awards and a similar $1.5 million limit on punitive damages. And it only allows for punitive damages if an HMO acts in violation of a ruling by an independent review panel that will be set up under the law. Neither the president nor Norwood offered real details yesterday. In his statement, Norwood gave only this in the way of specifics.
We wanted to make sure people could choose their own doctor. We wanted to make sure that if a patient had any recourse and was harmed, they had recourse in some type of court setting other than the situation we have to now where so many cases are preempted. And lastly, and very importantly, we wanted to have a good external review by independent folks to give patients a place to go, someone to turn to when nobody would help.
The agreement would also mean that when an employee sues a business that administers its own health care plan, those cases will go to the federal courts rather than state courts. Legal experts point out that federal juries are not nearly as likely to bring back the kind of large damage awards often seen in state courts. So the deal reached with Norwood, limiting a patient's right to sue, is not only closer to the president's original plan for a patient's Bill of Rights, it likely also lets him avoid vetoing a piece of legislation that polls show the public wants. Neither man took questions at yesterday's announcement. It ended almost as quickly as it began, with the president gently steering Congressman Norwood from the stage and away from the White House press corps.
Get to work up there in the hill, Charlie.
Yes,
thank you very much. Yes. I appreciate it.
Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.